Welcome to Mountains Are For Moving, where ordinary people are doing extraordinary things. I'm Jacqueline Snyder, social activist with a master's degree in clinical psychology.
And I'm Susan Ramirez, founder and president of the nonprofit Austin Angels. We believe that each of us has the capacity to overcome even the most daunting of obstacles. Sometimes we just need a little inspiration. And that's what this podcast is all about. It's about hearing real stories from real people. It's about looking inside ourselves and standing up to the obstacles within us. We're happy that you're here.
Hey everyone, this is what? This is like episode 13 or something crazy of Mountains Are For Moving, and this is Jacqueline, and guess who's with us finally back?
Yay!
Hey! Susan! So happy. And I want to let you all know that this is going to be our last episode of 2016. We're going to take a little break, and actually, I don't even think we're going to knock one out probably until the second week of January, so y'all just do your thing and come back around then.
Or listen, repeat on some other old episodes until we have new episodes.
Now would be a really great time to catch up. Go ahead and catch up now. So we are at this amazing little get-together of ladies, and we're just celebrating some Christmas. How many are here? There's a lot. And it's a 20 of us. Okay. And it's this really gorgeous little setup. This is just like a dream, a back house that we're all in, just having cupcakes and wine and little hors d'oeuvres, and it's just fantastic. So we thought that we would take this opportunity to reflect on the year past and also maybe talk a little bit about 2017 and the goals that we have for that, our dreams. I would really like our listeners to hear a little bit about what's been going on with Austin Angels. I feel like they need to hear some of the amazing stuff that's been happening.
Oh yeah, I've been out for the last two episodes trying to move this mountain, which is Austin Angels. We have been so busy, unbelievably busy. We had our live Giving Tuesday event, and then kind of after that, it just snowballed with busyness, meetings after meetings. But we actually just did something really cool at our last board meeting. You weren't there, but we were able, and I just looked at Amber, by the way, who's our secretary, and she's sitting right next to us. We just looked at our financial plan from last year to what we did this year. Guess how much we increased our fundraising by?
Yes. 50%.
524%. I mean, isn't that something?
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. It's amazing. So I feel like for Austin Angels, it's like this domino effect, and now the dominoes are starting to fall. And so anyways, it's awesome. In January, I mean, this is the coolest thing. You know this. I don't know if I've even told you. In January, we are having a girl from Galveston, a girl, two girls from Houston, a girl from San Antonio, and a girl from Dallas coming in to start their pilot program because they want to open up a chapter. So we have four different cities coming in that's going to be representing. So Austin Angels is like multiplying, which couldn't make my heart more happy. So we're talking about 2016 and some amazing things that happened. For me, the big monumental thing was that Austin Angels finally like is in motion, which is what we've wanted since we started. Like, oh my gosh, we couldn't even believe that this is where we would be today, right? I mean, like just
at a dinner party like this is where it started.
This is exactly what happened. We were at a dinner party in 2009, sitting around a dinner table just like this, and it was a New Year's resolution just to give back one day a month, and then it turned into what it is today. So it's amazing. And if I can encourage any one person, it would be that you don't have to have all the answers figured out before you start something. I want to give the listeners permission that sometimes God calls us to do things that we feel like we're not made to do, because I certainly have no business or anything in my past, not one thing in my past should have prepared me for where I am today. I mean, I sold homes for a living. I did that for 8 years of my life. And so anyways, I want to encourage anybody who's listening that right now for 2017 to be brave, dare to dream, and really go after whatever it is.
Tell us a little bit about the Dare to Dream theme.
Okay, so we are launching, I get like really excited. We're launching this project called Dare to Dream, and it's an opportunity for our Love Box leaders who sponsor our foster care kids to teach these kids how to dream. Because the truth is that foster care children, when they're in the foster care system, they are literally thinking about right now, and they're thinking about, I mean, they don't plan for the future. They're not really, yeah, it is survival mode. And so they are not thinking about the future or my dreams or my goals. It's like today. And so our program that we're launching in 2017 is about teaching these kids how to really truly have dreams. And then if you love to bake, we're going to like come alongside you and we're going to teach you everything that you need to know how to bake. Or if you want to be a personal trainer, we're going to come alongside you and we're going to equip you with everything that you need so that you can reach your goals in life. And so we're launching the Dare to Dream, which is a perfect segue. I'm going to pass it around and I want to talk about what your dreams are or your goals are or big things happening in 2017, like getting married, whatever. Do you have anything? We'll start with you, Amber.
Okay, so we want to talk about 2017.
Yes.
So I am one of the original girls that started Austin Angels, and I am now the secretary at Austin Angels. So I take all the notes. But I guess for as far as 2017 goes, we've already kind of talked about this because I was on another podcast talking about this. But my dream is to, I really want to do an online kind of fitness training and do some local like in-person training. And then ultimately my big, big dream is to have a women's weightlifting gym and teach women how to do weightlifting.
Do you feel comfortable sharing your Instagram?
Yeah, and I have an Instagram account that you can follow me at. It's called Amber Nicole Fitness. So just look up Amber Nicole Fitness. And I post videos of my workouts and just inspirational things on there, so you can check that out too. But it's just a really big thing for me to leave this career where I make really good money. It's stable to go out and do what I'm passionate about and what I love. And I'm hoping that that ends up paying off by taking that leap, and that I'll end up being happier in the long run and be able to run my own business. So that's my
exciting.
That's my dream for 2017.
Oh man, I'm really excited to see how that plays out. That'll be really fun.
And it doesn't have to be big and extraordinary. And I want to give you the permission that if you are in a season that you just want to slow down and you want to be more present, or this podcast is for everyone. You don't have to be, your mountain might not look like my mountain. And I think that's the beautiful thing. It's like you don't have to feel like you have to measure up. That even things like I'm trying to slow down, I'm trying to be more present, I want to read more. You know, one year it's that I wanted to read a new book every single year, you know, and I think that it can change. The music just got turned up. We're like getting crazy.
The dance party.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So I'll go. This is Jacqueline. And this is a really good song, by the way. This is going to be really hard for me not to, like, just bust a move right now when I should be talking. So I like that you said that, Susan, because I feel like my 2017 is going to be a very delicate balance between being more present, but I'm also getting ready to relaunch my career as a marriage and family therapist. And that's a pretty big deal. That's going to make a big shift in my family's life and the way I, you know, divvy my time and all that. But I can't wait because it's the kind of thing that I know I was made to do. So there's kind of been this piece of my heart that feels like it just hasn't been alive in the last few years. And I can't wait to get back into that space and just, I don't know, I just like love being with people in that very like real, sometimes dark, but vulnerable space. It's just where I belong. Anyway, so I'm excited for that. But every year I also pray that God will give me a word, like the year to come.
Yeah, which
will hold. So my word for this year is connection.
Oh.
And yeah, I'm super pumped about that because he's given me words in the past where I was like, that's just stupid. Like, why? why are you giving me this word? Like, actually, to be honest, my word last year was withdraw. And a lot of really intense things happened last year that I did need to withdraw and really look inside myself. I went back to therapy. I really did a lot of self-reflection. So it's kind of cool that, like, now that I feel like I'm in this very grounded, at peace with myself place, that now he's calling me to go out and connect. And I also kind of feel like this is going to mean actually less time on social media, less time just kind of, I'm just going to be more intentional with.
Can't we all spend a little less time? I mean, can't we all spend a little less time on social media?
Probably. So I think it's going to just be a lot more intentional. And I got this amazing planner that I'm so stoked about for next year. I can't remember. I'll put it in the show notes when I find it. It's like Passion Planner, though, where you're really reflective about... Oh, yeah. Passion Planner is amazing. You know, it has the quotes for every week that inspire you, and it really keeps you focused on your goals and your values. Like, it really encourages you to center your life around your values and not just accomplishing tasks. So I'm super pumped about that. It couldn't come at a better time, because if I'm going to start doing my career again, I want to be intentional about the relationships that matter to me. So I'm really excited about that.
Honey darling.
Tell us, honey, what you're feeling.
Honey darling. Right.
And really, honey.
Yes. So,
do you have a word?
No, I haven't thought about a word. I haven't thought about a word for 2017. A lot of big things are happening in 2017 for me. I'm getting married, which is super exciting. June 24th, which is Kayla's birthday. I just learned that tonight. But so that's exciting. But, you know, honestly, my commitment to my fiance, I don't feel like will change after that date. I am committed in my heart, in my soul, I'm committed. So the big change for me really in 2017 is going to be moving closer to my fiance's sister. In New Braunfels. So we're moving to New Braunfels from Austin, and really stepping in and taking a bigger role in our nieces and soon to be nephews' life. That's really the big thing. That's our big goal. That's what we're working towards. With nursing, I'm going to commute. So right now I'm working in Austin, and I'm going to commute from New Braunfels until the wedding. But really, with my work and with my fiance and all that is kind of really, it's really a lot of life changes. But it's all kind of secondary to the nieces and the nephew. That's really, really our goal. Jason's sister is single. She's got will have three kids come February. There's a new baby coming. So single mom, three kids, and really just my real goal for 2017 is to be present and a good role model to those children's life. So, you know, showing a loving and caring relationship, showing, you know, that two young people can be together in an appropriate way and you know, bringing discipline and bringing, you know, just being stable, a stable presence in those kids' life. That's really what the next year is about.
Okay, so Susan is asking me, this is Jacqueline again, what her word can be. I don't know. Honestly, I feel like this sounds cheesy, but it really is like a prayer thing. Like, I'm praying that God will give me a word, and like, he gives me the word, and then I like, sometimes I have no idea what it means until like half the year is through. Yeah. Seriously. So I don't know.
I guess off the top of my head, I'm just thinking family. Family is what is the focus for me. It's family. Not my family, but family. Just my future husband and his family, and that becoming my family, and being really centered on that. I mean, I'm doing all kind. I'm reading parenting books and all these things that I'm just like, I would love to hear some suggestions, because yeah, I have a lot of mommies in my life, and every mommy that is giving me, I'm just just soaking it all up. Every single suggestion, I'm soaking it up because I want to be the best aunt and best just, I want to be the best aunt that I can be. And I know that part of that is being a parent. You know, you have to be the parent when they're not there. And that's the goal, really. So. So I am Nicole, and then my friend Sue, who is one of my bridesmaids in my upcoming wedding, is also going to tell us about her goals.
Before we pass the phone, you have a really cool necklace on. So what is that?
It's like a key.
Is it a gimmick key?
Yeah, it's just like
what does it say?
Oh.
I just got it at this antique store.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it was just, I saw it was cute, and yes. I was like, I have to have this. So I was sitting here thinking about what my goals are and what I wanted to say on this podcast, because, you know, this year was big for me. Like, I changed my career. I was a customer support manager for a computer company, and now I'm currently working for Department of Public Safety. I'm a purchaser, and it's huge. It's a big transition going from private to state, you know, so learning all the rules, everything. It was definitely a change for me, and honestly, like, I think I just want to keep doing what I'm doing. Like, I want to keep being me, keep continuing being a good girlfriend, being a good daughter for my mom, being good at what I do at work. And I'm standing in two weddings next year.
All right.
Yes, one in June with Nicole, and one in October with one of my friends back in Chicago. So I just want to be a good friend. I want to be there for them and be the best person for them, and, you know, stand by their side. So, yeah. So, like you said, I don't need big goals. You know, I just want to continue to just be me and be a better person. So.
I'd like to say something to that. I actually think it takes a lot of courage to say, instead of, you know, going for this next big thing, because I think sometimes we do that just to feel good about ourselves, and actually we gloss over or rush something that really needs to get honed in and soaked in. You know, like, we really need to, like, marinate in a season sometimes and just do it well. And you're really in this unique place in your life right now where you're going to be really supportive to people who are going through major life transitions. And so to kind of say, you know, I'm just going to chill and be the best I can be for them, I think that's really beautiful. I think that's admirable. So anyway, that's my two cents. Are we moving on to Lindsay? Oh, no. Did you not just hear the whole point? We just said it doesn't have to be anything exciting. In fact, that's admirable.
Okay, let's think. The word for this year would probably be balance. Yeah, try and find balance and be the cheerleader. I think so many times we get wrapped up in let's go and do and have a big thing. My husband's launching a restaurant. I'm homeschooling a four-year-old. Yeah, she's four, but she's in a first grade curriculum because she just, you know, once you do it, they just catch on so quick. So
you homeschool? You're part of that group.
Yes. I do.
That's amazing. So does Jacqueline.
I know, yeah, she's telling me, and the same age. So, but it's
being part of their show. We have so much fun.
We do, and I feel like, you know, everybody says, oh, the socialization. And I'm like, we spend more time socializing than we do anything else, but it's incredible. And her ability to learn so quickly is awesome, but... Yes. So, no, just being a cheerleader this year, taking a step back and loving on everybody. My husband's going to need lots of help, and so are the kids. And so just being a good cheerleader and staying in that space and not trying to overload the schedule. Just, yeah.
I'm going to be a little bold here, and if anyone doesn't want to participate in this question, that's okay.
Oh, I love these kind of fun things.
But
bring it on.
This is like the therapist in me. I am just curious, if you feel comfortable sharing, what has been a significant challenge that you feel like you've overcome personally this year?
Easy.
Give it to Susan. Well, it's something that I have to work on every single day, and that is the discipline to balance, because I'm so obsessed with pushing the Austin Angels mission forward that I work all day until about 3 o'clock, and then I'm home with my two boys after that. The nanny leaves and I'm dialed in, and then the minute that I put them down, I open up my laptop and I start working. And so when I talk about balance, I'm like, oh, husband, I'll get to you. And then he ends up going to bed, you know? And so the truth is that it is a real, that is the biggest struggle of 2016. Wasn't the, that is the number one struggle in our household, is like balancing. It's like, you know, making the time.
Sure.
So share your name.
I'm Kara Helta, and I've been friends with Susan for a really long time. But I think that my biggest thing for this year is the fact that I have always strived to be a perfectionist. And for the past, I have a 4-month-old baby and 2 stepkids and a 9-year-old. And I've always tried to be like the perfect mom, the perfect wife, the perfect house, you know, and I run it, I own my own business, so I'm trying to do a lot of things at once. And I think this year I finally realized that I'm not everything's going to be perfect all the time. And I'm finally getting to the point where I'm okay with that. It's okay if there's dirty dishes in the sink. It's okay if the laundry's backed up and out in the hallway from the laundry room. But I think that moms are very hard on themselves as far as being perfect and as far as comparing themselves to super moms that can do it all, supposedly. But really, I don't think there's a mom out there that can do it all and still be sane. But I think that for this year, that's something that I've overcome and learned from, is the fact that it's time for me to stop putting so much pressure on myself as a mother, and as a wife and as a business owner, and just make sure I'm enjoying life, enjoying my time with my kids. And if the laundry gets done, great. But if not, you can wear dirty socks.
Yeah. I love that. And did you read Present Over Perfect by Shauna Naquist? Okay. If anyone is feeling what she just said, that is the best book I could recommend to get in that state of mind. Present Over Perfect by Shauna Naquist. It's just so, it's practical, it's funny, and it's real. It's real. I love that book. So for me, and I'm going to get real deep here, but Susan knows this about me, but I have struggled with an eating disorder, with anorexia, for most of my life. And this is the first year that I've really tackled it head on. And my recovery started like in January. And so, wow, I can't believe it's already been almost a year. And I am in a place that I just never thought I would ever get to already. And it hasn't even been that long. I still struggle for sure. But I've been in a 12-step program. I'm in therapy. I have a really amazingly supportive husband, and some great friends too that have really encouraged me. But it's been a very spiritual journey. I think also why God knew that I was going to be going through this ahead of time. I think it's one of the reasons why he called me to withdraw, because he knew I was going to be needing to do some soul searching and connecting with him. So I'm so thankful, even though it's been one of the scariest things for me to let go of. And it's revealed some things in me that I wasn't super stoked to learn, but it's been so freeing. I've never felt like so free in my life. So anyway, that's me, and I'm gonna move on over back to Honey.
All right, so the biggest struggle for me for 2016, I know I've talked about earlier that I'm getting married, but the woman that I asked to be my maid of honor passed away in November. So that's definitely been, you know, the big thing of 2016. So she had cervical cancer and metastasized to the rest of her body. And just seeing her, and I'm a nurse, by the way, so seeing her from a clinical standpoint and knowing what the future held, But on the opposite side of that, being her friend and just being in total denial of that situation was such a struggle. Watching her struggle and every step of the way, knowing that it was getting worse and knowing that there was nothing that anyone could do, and that every moment that I spent with her could be the last moment up until the last moment that I spent with her. And then every day since then, which she passed away on November 19th. And every day, you know, is different, and every day is hard, because there are those stages of grief where there are days whenever I think about her and it's like she hasn't called me in a while. And I'm like, you know, where's Katie? What's Katie doing? Why hasn't she texted? And there are those moments that you hear something or you smell something or you see something that puts you so close to that person that, you know, it just takes everything away. So for me, dealing with that grief of a person so young who I grew up with, you know, I met Katie when I was 13 years old. We met in the eighth grade, and God, we spent every day from eighth grade to graduating high school together. And we had our moments, you know, since then as adults where we grew apart, but someone who was so young, you know, she was 33 years old. She had a 7-year-old daughter. Someone so young leaving. You know, I've had relatives pass away, my grandfather, my great grandmother, but someone who it seems like was just ripped out of the prime of their life. It's still a struggle. That'll probably be my struggle of 2017 as well, especially her not being there standing next to me on my wedding day will be my struggle of 2017. But I also, you know, am trying to think about, because she was the most fun-loving person that I've ever known. She loved fun. She was all about fun. She made silliness out of every situation. And so getting, like, just thinking about how much fun she would have had in every situation, that also is, that's a joy, you know. So the struggle can be the joy also.
So this is Sue. I'm about to share something very personal. And so when I was 19 years old, I'm going to give a little bit of backstory. When I was 19 years old, I caught my father cheating. I went through his text messages, found out. It shattered my world, because it was me, my mom, and my dad. And it was just the three of us. So we moved around a lot because my dad was a diplomat. So we were a close-knit family because it was just us, you know, in all these foreign countries. It was just the three of us. So when I found this out, that he pretty much had a whole nother family, it shattered my world. So at the time, my parents were in Thailand at the time, and I was studying here in Chicago. And so I had to fly back that same day after confronting him and having a huge blowout. I did not speak to my father for 10 years after that. Yeah. So this year, 2016, he reached out and wanted to talk to me after 10 years of not speaking to my father. And so my grandparents, he reached out to my grandparents. They called and asked me permission first. And I said, you know what? I've been carrying this burden on my shoulders for a decade. I need to figure this out. This hatred, this anger. And it affected my relationship. You know, I had a toxic relationship back in Chicago. I had trust issues. It was big. So I was like, I needed to get this off my shoulders. I needed to learn to forgive. So I did talk to him. I tried to do that for about 2 months. he was still the same person that I remembered him to be. He was so hard-headed. He still argued. He wanted things to go his way. He didn't care what my wishes were. Mind you, so since this is a podcast, I'm Asian, so he's very traditional. So you're supposed to listen to what your parents tell you to do. And I embrace the American culture, so I wanted to do what I wanted to do. He wanted me to go to law school. I said no. I wanted to do political science, and I have a master's in political science, and I'm happy with that. To him, that wasn't enough, and he wanted me to go back to school. And so we continue to argue. Mind you, 10 years of not talking, we're arguing about me going back to law school. Yes. 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 Right. So I told him, I'm like, look, if you want to be in my life, we can make this happen, but I'm not going to law school. You're going to support my decisions moving forward. And he didn't want to do that. So I told him, I cannot continue this father-daughter relationship. And I hung up on him. And I'm learning to forgive. I'm learning to heal. And I'm working on it. My boyfriend, my life partner, is very supportive. So we're figuring it out one day at a time to forgive. I don't know if I've forgiven yet. I don't know. And I'm figuring that out. So, yeah, that's what I had to deal with this year. But, yeah, no problem. No problem. But I'm going to pass this back to Susan.
Well, I just want to say that I appreciate the honesty, because I believe that you're not alone in that, you know? I mean, like, that's something that I'm sure that there's, I mean, family problems are not, you know, that's pretty common. So thank you for sharing that. And I hope what you get from that is healing, you know? Like, I hope you allow yourself to heal and move forward. Because that's a lot of stuff you have to carry around. So, you have anything you learned in 2016? No? All right.
Yeah, I mean, just to add a little bit to that, just realizing that there's a grief process there. That's, you know, grieving who you thought your father was going to be, what you'd always hoped a father would be, and having to move on for that. And like Susan said, I think a lot of people can relate to that. I mean, we think that grief is only something that occurs when somebody dies, but it's a death of a dream too, you know, or an expectation. And so that's something that just has to be honored, you know.
I realize that he won't be at my wedding. He won't be walking me down that aisle. If I have kids, there's no grandfather in the picture. Like, that's a realization that I came to this year. I'm like, and I'm okay with that. I would rather not have that toxic relationship in my life.
I really respect you for that. I'm so impressed by the amazing boundaries that you've shown and the self-respect that you've given. And if anyone is in a situation like this and they need some support, I would highly recommend. There's a book called Boundaries. It's classic. You're already doing it. I don't think you need to read the book. I mean, if you want to read it, it might help. I don't know. But it does kind of help you, again, hone in on, like, what are my values? What's important to me? What does a toxic relationship look like? And I heard you use that language. So yeah, it's a really great book for that type of situation. And I'm just, again, I'm also very thankful that you shared that, because I do think there's a lot of people struggling with that. So the next thing I wanted to talk about, which we kind of already did a little bit, but it was just like, well, so what, how is that going to impact you going forward? And I feel like we kind of already went there. I think you already shared what that's going to mean for you. Honey, I'm talking to Honey right now. What that's going to mean for you for 2017. So, I don't know, guys. Like, what are you most hopeful for 2017? What are you hoping? You know, like, if let's say it's like this time next year, what do you hope you look back and either something has happened, or it's a feeling that you have, or a growth, you know, that you've grown? What's the word I'm looking for? You know what I'm saying? I'll start with Honey.
So this is Honey, and I guess the most obvious answer is I just hope for success. I hope for success in every endeavor that I encounter, which I'm going to move, and I hope for success in that. I'm going to be challenged in my relationship with my fiance, both with the move and with the you know, with the wedding itself. So success in those relationships and just peace with being at peace and not necessarily everyone being happy, because not everyone is going to be happy, and I understand that, but everyone being at least at peace. So success and peace, just peace, you know. That's it. Peace and success in 2017 in every endeavor.
I love that. I think, like, wanting peace is just, I think that's what we all really want, you know? I mean, if you really stop and think about it, like, I think we all want to feel, it's like this confidence that we're running in our lane, we're doing the right thing, we're contributing to the world in our own way that we're supposed to be. That's a beautiful thing. Okay, so I'm just going to tell you guys, since this is a podcast, like, our little, like, round table that we had here of people is, like, slowly disintegrating and turning into, like, crazy selfies and lots of wine drinking and silliness and general shenanigans. So this may be a good time to wrap it up, because now it's pretty much just me and Honey and Lindsay chilling by the cupcakes. So I just want to thank you all for listening so much this year. This podcast has meant so much to me. Getting to hear the stories of so many people has been such a privilege for us, just to be doing this podcast and to hear how it's affected so many people's lives. I do want to give a little teaser of something that we're thinking of for 2017.
Dancing with the Stars. Oh,
okay. There is Dancing with the Stars, because that's all Susan thinks about. But
I want to interview the cast on Dancing with the Stars. They're coming live. I bought tickets today, and I want to.
You did not buy tickets.
Oh no, I did, and not just any seats, but like the best seats in the house.
Oh my God.
I'm obsessed with Dancing with the Stars.
Yes. So Susan's number one top priority for our podcast
priority is that I want to interview the cast. It's going to happen. Mark my words.
I actually believe it, she really could make that happen. Another thing is I'm hoping that, I guess what we've realized, something we didn't expect from this podcast was we thought it was just going to be like a bunch of stories, which it is, and that's cool. But what we didn't realize is it's actually become a platform for a lot of people who are starting nonprofits, or maybe they've written a book or whatever. And we have realized that this podcast helps gives those people a voice and helps spread their cause. And so in doing this podcast, it's just become so much more than just like a hobby for us. And it does require a lot of work and some equipment that's not necessarily cheap. And so what we're hoping to do is to start what's called a Patreon account. And this is something that a lot of different artists and podcasters, authors use, where the people who are like the faithful followers of that creator, they help fund that thing. So whatever it is. So that's something that we're kind of looking into doing, because we've realized that there's a lot of you out there just really care about a lot of these people that we've had on our shows, and you want to help, but maybe you live far away or you don't have the time. Well, this could be a way that you could do a lot of good in one place. Like, you could help support our podcast, which helps give all these people a platform, helps us get better equipment so we sound a little better, so we reach more people. Like, all that kind of stuff is really amazing. So we're just really excited as we're thinking about that. It's not set in stone yet, but it's just something we're kind of toying around with. I still want t-shirts really bad. I don't know why. I want t-shirts, like Mountains Are for Moving t-shirts. It's like a really weird, like, I have to have a t-shirt. I don't know why. They, like, makes it official.
Make it happen.
Doesn't it?
She makes
all things happen.
I'm going to call LaToya. So that's kind of my dream. This does take, like I said, it takes a lot of time editing, and which I love it, but it is a lot of time. So I'm hoping to help offset some of that cost too. So just keeping it real over here at Mountains Over Movie. Wanted to let you guys all know what we're thinking. It doesn't mean you'll have to pay to listen. It'll always be free. But if you feel like supporting it, you can. And the cool thing about Patreon is, like, you give little, like, gifts and special things to the people who are giving. So, like, if we have a t-shirt, you just may find one of those t-shirts in your mailbox as a thank you for supporting us, just as an example. So anyway, thank you all so much. We really want to hear what your goals are for 2017, what you're excited about, what mountains did you move in 2016, and also, oh, our power playlist.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so on our Facebook page, go on our Facebook page and share with us, what are your power ballads? Like, what are the songs that pump you up, that get you excited? Because we are going to have a power playlist for January, because let's face it, January sucks. Right?
It's freezing.
It's freezing and it's gray and there's no more Christmas, and so it's horrible. So we're going to...
It's going to get until summer.
It's true. And so I like Easter, but that's...
April, it starts to turn.
Yeah.
It starts to get better.
Yeah. So what we're hoping is let's like have something fun to look forward to in January. Let's have a fun playlist that we create on Spotify. Again, this will be free. So contribute what you think would be great for that. We'd really appreciate it. It's on our Facebook page. And I think that's it, guys. We'll see you next year.
See you next year.
Have a good one. Bye. Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
What a wonderful year we've had so far, starting out with this Mountains Are For Moving podcast. I want to thank you all again for your support. And I also want to mention something that I want to clarify something that was in the episode about the Patreon account. Our idea is, not only will this Patreon account support the production of Mountains Are For Moving, but we also would want to give a significant portion of your contribution to one of the charities of your choice, one of the nonprofits of your choice that we've highlighted on our show. So that's something that we're feeling very convicted about, that this could be an opportunity for nonprofits not only to get some exposure, but also to get some much needed financing. So we hope that you want to stick around and support us in that way. But if you don't or you can't, that's all right. We're just happy that you're listening. And I also want to remind you how important those reviews are for us in iTunes. It really makes a huge difference and helps us a lot to get some exposure through iTunes and just to keep pumping out some great episodes. So thank you all again for your support. We appreciate it so much. And if you really feel like you have something to share, we want to hear it. If you could please go onto our Facebook page and send us a message, and just let us know specifically what you've liked most about this show. And if you haven't liked something, give us some specific feedback about what you think we could do to improve. We really, really appreciate your feedback. And I will now leave you with our quote by The Alchemist that we love so much. "The only thing that makes a dream impossible to achieve is the fear of failure." All right, y'all. Have a great holiday. We'll see you next year.